This is the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN. Once again, here's Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune.
312-981-7200 is our phone number on the Sunday morning Sunday Spin, 7:36 in the morning. Hope you got your cup of coffee, your Sunday paper, maybe some breakfast going on in the background. We've got breakfast here. Jasmine, what have we got here?
Our breakfast this week was brought to you by West Egg Cafe, which is located at 621 North Fairbanks Court in Chicago. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. So they also brought us Best Western, which is a great breakfast dish. They also brought us some Mexican food, breakfast burrito, Albuquerque turkey benedict.
Yay!
Pancakes.
Apparently Steve Dale likes the free food.
The free food. And they also brought us orange juice.
Yay. Albuquerque turkey?
Albuquerque turkey benedict.
Wow. Now that sounds intriguing. Well, I'm glad you guys are all enjoying it there in the production booth while I get to watch you all enjoy it. And yes, now Dave Schwann has just heard the pitch, so now he's obviously ambling over there instead of today was the day he was supposed to wash out the newsroom hot tub. Apparently he's given that up to go ahead and eat. But yes, we want to thank the folks from the West Egg Cafe. Where are they located again?
620 North Fairbanks Court.
All right. Well, thank you. I can't wait to try it. Maybe while Schwann is actually doing some work with the newscast, I might sneak in and get a taste of this. So thanks again very much, West Egg Cafe. Joining me now in the Allstate Showcase studio is my Tribune colleague and great investigative reporter, David Kidwell. And when I said grab the Sunday paper, I really mean grab the Sunday paper, because you'll see on the front page David's latest work involving the saga of Chicago and the sordid history of red light cameras. Was that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, I guess it probably would be. this story's been going on for more than 2 years now.
But it kind of perpetuates itself in many respects. And well, let's talk about what this latest story is. And this is basically the results of a study conducted about the efficacy of red light cameras, as well as kind of comparing what the City Hall Emanuel administration vows were and their kind of findings compared to what's really going on.
Sure. So how this started was, as you know, this program has been under the gun, so to speak, beleaguered for several years. And their fallback position has always been, yes, but it keeps us safer. Yes, it's corrupt, but it keeps us safer. Yes,
About the money.
We had some spikes that we can't explain, but it keeps us safer. It's safer. So the Tribune, much to its credit, decided, you know, to spend some money and go out and figure out whether, indeed, it does keep us safer. And so my editors, agreed to go out and commission some actual scientists. Me and another reporter, Alex Richards, who is our data specialist at the Tribune, spent months gathering the data for this study, and we turned all this data over gathered it with advice from all these experts, and turned this data over to some scientists, some traffic safety scientists, and they crunched those numbers, and finally we recently got the results of that, and what we found out was, even though the city had been claiming for a while that the red light cameras, the intersections where red light cameras were down, you know, that right angle crashes were down 47%, the fact of the matter is they're not. They're down 15%, but what the city doesn't say also is that there's a corresponding increase in rear-end crashes, and in the aggregate, the number of injury crashes went up because of red light cameras in the city of Chicago.
So, and this data went to, what, Texas A&M? You had actually academic researchers crunching
data. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And you know, and I'm not going to bore you with all the science of it. There's a lot of Greek language in the formula.
Yes.
And, you know, think terms like regression to the mean and control groups and It was a pretty deep dive into this thing, and in fact, you know, when we showed it to the city, they had a number of questions, but after we answered them, the city acknowledged that yes, this is the kind of study that should be used to judge this kind of thing, and no, we have never done it before.
And I found that kind of astounding too, because you would think by, I mean, number one, how can you go and say, as the city claimed, that you know the right turn, what is it, T-bone, kind of thing? How can they say that it's down and then they hadn't done a study?
Well, it's very interesting that it took the Tribune. I mean, this thing's 12 years old now. It's raised more than $500 million. That's a billion with a B. And they apparently have not spent one thin dime of that trying to figure out the effectiveness of this program. They've used very, what our scientists would call, naive science. They compare just raw crashes from one year to raw crashes from another year. To do this, and that's the number that they use, and they've never endeavored to take a scientific look at how these things operate.
Yes, because we don't have any kind of academic research institutions in the city of Chicago, apparently, to be able to conduct this.
Right. Well, this there's been a pattern of false statements coming out of City Hall. In regards to their camera operations, almost from the beginning. There's a little bit of sidebar in today's story about sort of some of those, illustrating some of those.
A history of misspeaking of. I'm trying to put it in the best light, okay? I misspoke, or I got the wrong report, or this was just a draft report, and how many times can you hear this and just say what is going on here?
Well, this is somewhat of a sacred cow, and that's sort of how we got onto this in the first place. This program had been held up as a model in the country. It's the largest red light camera program in the country, perhaps the world. We haven't spent a lot of time around the world looking for larger ones. We can't find one. We don't know of one. And when Rahm Emanuel took office, he used the record of the red light camera, which at that point was stellar, according to all accounts, to sell his new speed camera initiative. And that's sort of how we got onto this. They were making claims, and we asked Rahm Emanuel about some of those things. And one of the first things that we came across that turned out not to be true was his claim that fatalities at red light cameras were down 60% because of the red light cameras. I got a study. You know, you guys are ignoring the study. You got to look at the study. And it turned out the study really wasn't a study, and then all the numbers in it were wrong. And that after we took a look at it, the city had to acknowledge they were all wrong. And in fact, the cameras weren't really responsible for a reduction in pedestrian fatalities. And that sort of just kicked off this, well, okay, if that's
if
not
that's
true,
not
what's,
true right.
what else isn't true?
Exactly.
And we kept going, and we came across the corruption where there's now been federal indictments against the former city hall manager who was in charge of bringing red light cameras to the city back in 2002 and oversaw the program for 10 years before his retirement. His name was John Bills, a longtime Madigan patronage worker for House Speaker Mike Madigan. And he was the deputy managing commissioner or deputy managing director of in the city Department of Transportation at the time, and in charge of the red light camera program. It turns out, according to federal prosecutors, he was taking up to $2 million in bribes for the company that the vendor, Redflex Traffic Systems, who was the first vendor. And when we started writing those stories, the mayor. Ended up having to fire them, and they're now gone. But there's a new company here, and we still. So then, over the summer, we decided, you know what? If the if there's so much corruption behind how these things got installed and maybe where they went, and there's really not much of a record left anymore about how they installed these things or where they installed, why they installed them where they were,
right.
Let's take a look at the program itself. So then we got fought the city for and got a database of all the tickets.
Right.
Over the summer, you'll remember we did
a story. That was the story about the odd spikes that haven't been explained.
They still can't explain them. So we found these instances all over the city where cameras that were issuing 2 and 3 tickets a day were suddenly going up to 50 tickets a day for periods of time.
And enforcing different things,
yes.
Where they were more looking at, some of them more looking at right turn on red, right. Then they changed to yellow, you know,
right,
the short
right.
yellow.
Well, we found cameras that were they didn't issue right turns on red for forever, and then all of a sudden for a period of time that's all they were doing,
right,
and then they'd go back.
Which ran counter to what these are supposed to be, kind of somewhat a teaching tool in some respects as well. But I want to get back to more of this because there's more findings in this study that I found very interesting. David Kidwell from the Chicago Tribune is joining me here in the Allstate Showcase studio. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin on WGN.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
The University of Illinois Ripcords providing our holiday music this morning. I'm Rick Pearson. This is your Sunday Spin, and joining me here in the Allstate Showcase studio again is David Kidwell, the author of the front page story in today's Sunday Tribune with the latest in the saga of Chicago and its red light cameras. And this is a really deep dive of data that you did. Again, the claimed reductions by the city of right angle crashes, not 47%, as the city said, 15%. And at the same time, and this is what I really wanted to ask about, the study calculated a corresponding 22% increase in rear end crashes that caused injuries. How much of that, and maybe we don't know, is a result of them playing with the timing of the yellow light?
Right.
And shortening that interval till it goes red.
Right. Well, this is the first day of a 3-part series.
Okay.
There's going to be the
I'm sorry. Am I giving away? I don't want to give anything away here. Okay.
The last day of the series is going to get into our city's yellow light times that are low. They're too low based on national standards set by the national group that's supposed to be doing that. They're too low by the standards of every other city that we've surveyed. And we've surveyed almost all of them.
Right.
So the combination of the yellow light being 3 seconds in a 30-mile-an-hour speed zone, along with the red light cameras, many of them in places where they really shouldn't be, yes, that is, those two things together is a dangerous combination.
Well, and you just talked about the cameras where they shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain what that means?
That's day two.
Okay.
So in Monday's paper, we mentioned it a little bit in today's newspaper, but in Monday's paper, we're going to give people a list of 73 intersections in the city where these cameras had no benefit whatsoever. There was no reduction. Forget 15%.
Mm-hmm.
There was no reduction at all in right-angle injury crashes, and there was an increase in rear-enders. So there's a huge potential.
So a negative impact.
That these things made things worse at up to 75 intersections, which is 40% of the program in the city of Chicago, which brings the reason we were able to provide that list is because our researchers, or the scientists, said that these things had no benefit in the city of Chicago at any intersection where they were installed, where before they were installed, the number of injury crashes averaged less than 4 per year. So the city put up red light cameras where there wasn't a problem,
right,
to begin with. And so we're going to list all of those intersections. So which brings the next question is, well, why? What was the city thinking at the time? And that gets us back to the idea that the guy who was in charge of installing these cameras has now been charged in a cameras for cash bribery scheme. So it just calls into question everything about this program since it began.
The very nature of the program.
Correct.
Because it's built on faulty assumptions.
Well, that's
and so far faulty explanations.
Correct. And it's been defended with many misstatements through two administrations.
All right. Well, so we've got today's story, we've got one coming Monday, and another one on Tuesday. Is that that's the series?
That's the plan.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good. David Kidwell, my colleague at the Chicago Tribune, thank you so much. Thanks for all of the work on this. And it's just fascinating stuff. And everybody needs to get a copy of the Tribune and take a look at this if you're driving in the city. And
Don't look at it while you're driving.
That would be a good idea. That would be, yeah, yes. But buy several copies of the paper.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Appreciate it. You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN.